Princess Priscilla turns from the stew to look at the knight. She is holding the spoon. Why did you come here, you fool? You left me in the garden to be eaten by the dragon. Knight Never-Do-Well, smile uncomfortably at the princess. I'm sorry. Princess Priscilla walks toward the knight with the spoon raised. I should... Dean Dragon, princess, calm down. He takes the spoon from her hand. I know you're angry, but I have an idea. Knight Never-Do-Well. Oh, no! He starts to walk backward slowly. I think I will go home now. Princess Priscilla watches, still angry. Her arms are crossed and she's tapping her foot. Dean Dragon puts a claw on the knight's arm. Why are you leaving? I want you to stay for dinner. Knight Never-Do-Well, loudly. No, no, please, I know what dragons eat for dinner. Knights! Dean Dragon, to Matthew and the princess. He's not very smart, is he? To the knight. I should eat you for dinner, but that would ruin my stew. You will help cook instead. Here, chop these vegetables. He hands the knight a basket of parsnips. Knight Never-Do-Well. But knights don't know how to cook. Dean Dragon steps toward the knight. Knight Never-Do-Well steps back. Yes, sir. I will do anything you want. What should I use to cut the vegetables? Dean Dragon. Your sword. The scene ends with the knight using his sword to chop parsnips. He looks unhappy.